Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Here's some sorrowful sound from last night.
The 2-2. Swing, line drive, left field. On comes Nava, dives. He does not get it. Hits off his glove, rolls away, and the White Sox win it 5-4.
And with that, the Red Sox lost in Chicago, although their playoff dreams actually died hundreds of miles away a little earlier in the evening when the Yankees beat the Blue Jays and the Rays topped the Orioles. That elbowed the Sox out of the postseason before their own game was even called. Definitely out with a whimper, not a bang. Only a Game's Bill Littlefield joins us now on Radio Boston, as he does on most Wednesdays. Bill, was this a fitting end for the Sox this year, given all their injuries?
Well, first of all, only the most optimistic can say that their hopes died last night. I mean, most of us gave up weeks
ago. You think it was over long ago.
It's very tough to win when the players upon whom you're counting to be your first-line guys can't play. And that was the case for an extraordinary number of games during this past season.
And there's actually a sentiment out there that the Sox did better this season than they should have. The sports writer Sean McAdam wrote this last night. He wrote, "If it's possible for a third-place team with a $168 million payroll to overachieve, the 2010 Red Sox did just that." So did the team fight the best it could despite all its problems?
It's a very hard thing to say, but I think it can be said that at least they put up a reasonable pretense of contending under circumstances that might well have discouraged a lesser team.
Let's talk about the Patriots. They had a terrible loss to the Jets 2 weekends ago. Then they had a lousy performance against the Bills last weekend, even though they ultimately won 38-30, I think it was. So the big question is whether the Pats' defense will show any improvement this weekend in Miami. And I want to note that my own husband, who watches the Pats, says he thinks their defense looks like Swiss cheese.
Well, the great thing about sports is everybody's entitled to an opinion. And if you have the strength to turn on the television and you can stay awake for the duration of the game, your opinion is as good as anybody else's. That's the beauty of the whole thing. I have no idea. I don't know whether they're going to have to score 50 points to win each week or whether their defense will, in fact, improve. You have to keep in mind, of course, that all the other teams are trying to improve at roughly the same rate the Patriots are. So that's why we keep watching.
So I just mentioned the Buffalo Bills, who the Patriots beat last weekend. And speaking of the Bills, I know that there's one item that caught your attention this week. This was about the Bills crossing a picket line in Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, my sources in Providence told me that they crossed a picket line in a hotel where workers are trying to organize. And this is a heck of a thing for union members who are in the process of negotiating their own new contract with the National Football League to do. Maybe there were no other beds in town. I don't know.
Well, I think team officials say no other hotel in the city would have met their needs, whatever that means.
Probably exceedingly luxurious needs, given the National Football League players' standards.
Finally, let's talk the Celtics.
I'm sure there was some bed and breakfast somewhere that could have put them up and given them an egg and some toast in the morning, don't you think?
So, the Celtics. The team had its annual media day on Monday, and here's some sound of Shaq talking to reporters.
Yeah, I just wanted to come to an organization. I was used to winning. I'm used to winning. So, I only have 735 days left and my career will be over. So just wanted to come with, my favorite players, Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen. Just wanted to come to a team. Just wanted to play for Doc Rivers.
So Shaq came to Boston to win. But I understand, Bill, that it's the image of Shaq at that Media Day event that sticks in your mind.
Well, it was a lovely photograph that was published in The Globe and probably in other places as well of Shaq with his arms extended and photographers clicking away. And he is, without any question, a big gate attraction.
I saw that photo. It was striking, this towering man over
Absolutely.
These little photographers. Bill Littlefield, thanks for coming in the studio.
My pleasure.
You can hear Bill Littlefield on Only a Game every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Stay with us. We'll be back after a short break. Thanks again, Bill.